Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. This week, we take a look ahead at this new year. What will 2018 have to offer? Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings.
I think there's going to be some changes to South Dakota state law coming up. Well, at least there's some interest in it. I'll never predict what the legislation in peer will be or how it will come through or what will get approved, but there's been some work groups and there's been some really in-depth studies and some really intriguing conversations about how we could modernize some of our brewing laws, not only for beer, but for cider and for hard alcohols and for wine. I think the state as a whole has begun to see the value of breweries, not only as a value-added egg, but also as a tourism industry.
Cook says the primary change may come in old rules covering events like beer festivals that have been hampered by recent enforcement efforts by the state.
The laws as they pertain to breweries being able to sponsor and help and contribute to tasting events, whether that means with product or with resources or with time, the brewery's ability to self-represent their product at a lot of these festivals and events is important. There are some interpretations of the current law, and I think that's where the discussion has come from. The current law is interpreted to really limit a brewery's ability to go talk about, sometimes even talk about their own beers outside of their own establishment. So that, I think, could be a possibility.
He hopes some other laws can be cleaned up. Turning to Wooden Legs itself, Seth says 2018 brings a pretty momentous event.
We're going to celebrate the 5th anniversary in May, so that's kind of exciting. And by most regards, the 5th anniversary is hard to come by for a lot of businesses. That's going to be pretty exciting. You know, we'd really like to continue our distribution beers. I'd like to maybe put one in a can, literally in cans, this year. Going to continue with our small town, which has been quite popular. You know, this year we're going to release our first, and this is probably the first part of the year, release our first truly oak age whiskey barrel beers.
More Beer Untapped is on the way.
There's a revolution rising, normal pasteurizing. Beer don't need to be across the nation. Every town needs a butcher and a baker and a brewer. Welcome to the craft beer revolution. Welcome to the Craft Revolution.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller as we look ahead to this new year. Derek Schmidt is the lead brewer at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings. 2017 was his first full year in the brew house, and he's looking forward to the new year. Derek says there's a lot more they hope to do.
Brewing, what we do here, getting beers out there in distribution. I know we had Small Town Pale Ale come out last year, which was a big first step for us, and I think we can safely say that there will be more things like that happening this year. We did some bombers for the first time. That's definitely going to be something that we try again. We have definitely branched out as far as what kind of special projects we do. We've got some barrel aging projects going on right now. We're even trying to bring back some old like cask style beers too. So it's like the brewery right now has got like 10 vessels just full of beer, aging in various ways, and it's been a lot of fun to just kind of try more fun things here, and I think what we're going to try to do is even get our own brewery updated a little bit to make things a bit more efficient, to pump out more beer than we ever could before, so that's kind of, those are some of our goals going into 2018.
All right, Derek, is there a style you haven't made yet that you would like to brew?
There's always a few styles that we haven't tackled before that, you know, we try to put our heads together and think about. I know the style that's kind of been talked about in-house here a bit more has been a New England style IPA, becoming a very popular style of beer these days, known for just kind of their juiciness and haziness overall.
Now let's turn to Seth, because there are some events coming up at Wooden Legs, including this Thursday night.
On Thursday the 11th, we're actually doing karaoke down at the pub again here. So come on down and belt out the tunes. That's always kind of a fun. Students should be back. It's kind of that first week of school. Followed by the 13th on Saturday, we're doing a post-game party with the Brookings Blizzard. So they'll come on down and we'll do a fun little shindig again with the Brookings Blizzard on the 13th. Then on the 20th, we've got a LAN party again here. So we've got the side room set up. We're going to be playing some video games starting at noon. If anybody wants to know about that, follow us on Facebook. And then on the 27th, I think we're doing a hockey bus too. So we've got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and over on Instagram. We'll be putting the details out. And then every other week, basically, every other Wednesday this year, we're doing beer yoga in the side. So we've got from about 5:30 to 6:30. That's going to be on the 10th this month. And then again on the 24th, we're doing beer yoga in the side room. So come on and give that a go.
That's it for this week's show. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.